No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 20th day of October, 2020. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Hard to separate out some of the politics at work in the background, but it's becoming clear that when it comes to President Trump and his fellow Republicans in this election season, some are trying to distance themselves from the White House. To explore that issue a bit further, we're joined now by Mark P. Jones, fellow in political science at Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy. Mark, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
It's my understanding that John Cornyn has come out saying that he's been privately disagreeing with the president. Have you heard about this?
Yes. Senator Cornyn has tried to send a signal, especially to many Republicans in Texas, that he has disagreed with the president, but he's done so privately because he's felt that's the most productive way to still get things done and not incur the president's wrath.
When we talk about private disagreements, these are rather public issues that he apparently has been pushing, he says he's been pushing back against the president on. We're talking about issues like what? The deficit and the border wall?
Oh, right. And so they're very serious issues. I think what Senator Cornyn is trying to signal to Texas voters and perhaps voters nationally is that he felt it was more constructive for him to work with the president rather than to publicly disagree with him. Effectively telling us that President Trump's not someone whose mind you can easily change, if change at all, and therefore you have to work with him if you want to get something done. I think there are two things that are going on here. One is a short-term focus by people with election fights like Senator Cornyn or Senator Martha McSally out in Arizona, and they're trying to peel off maybe 5 or 6% of Republican voters who normally vote Republican and would guarantee them a majority and win a victory, but are so anti-Trump that they feel, Senator Cornyn and Senator McSally feel, that if they don't essentially distance themselves from the president, they could actually lose. And those voters could, after they vote for Joe Biden, continue down to the Senate race and also vote Democratic.
How much of this is about Cornyn and other Republicans protecting themselves as opposed to really the coattail effect? And in Texas, of course, that coattail effect may be somewhat weakened by the fact that we don't have straight ticket balloting anymore here in the Lone Star State.
Well, and that's the short-term effect. That is where they're really trying to protect themselves from the negative down-ballot effects of Donald Trump being at the top of the ticket. And we know that Donald Trump is the worst thing that's happened to the Texas Republican Party in the modern era, and that he's a real drag on the ticket. I think there's also something that's going on here, though, is Senator Cornyn, Senator Ben Sasse up in Nebraska, who isn't in any real re-election fight, and other Republicans realize that President Trump is most likely going to lose. And they're laying the groundwork for the post-Trump era, where they're going to try to distance themselves from Donald Trump and his unpopular policies. And one way to do that is to get the ball rolling before he loses, so that they can say, no, I was saying that before Donald Trump was lost, rather than afterwards, when people will say, well, now he's lost, and now you feel free to speak your mind. You didn't do that, though, when he was still president. So while it's late, I think what Senator Cornyn and Senator Sasse would say is, well, we did acknowledge our differences with the president, although it is quite late.
I was going to say, yeah, it is interesting the timing of Cornyn and other fellow Republicans coming out saying they're at odds with Trump over certain things, especially since part of the narrative has been that Republicans in Washington have been Trump enablers, to use the terminology of many of Trump's opponents. Do you think that this has the potential to backfire?
Where if it's going to backfire in the short term, for Senator Cornyn, as well as, say, Senator McSally out in Arizona, it would be with Trump supporters becoming disgusted with Senator Cornyn. And therefore, after they cast their vote for President Trump at the top of the ticket, they skip their next race of senator. I don't think they'd be voting for MJ Hager, but they may vote for Kerry McKinnon, the libertarian candidate. So that's the one danger that Cornyn faces, is by distancing himself from Trump right now in a bid to appeal to moderate Republicans who are voting for Joe Biden but may vote Republican on the rest of the ticket. He runs the risk of alienating diehard Trump supporters who may pass him over. It's a risk, although clearly the senator thinks it's one that's worth taking, although I think it is important to note that Senator Cornyn's criticism of President Trump is much more muted than that of, say, Senator Sasse up in Nebraska, who was quite critical of the president.
Mark P. Jones is fellow in political science at Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy. Mark, thanks again.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.